You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday. I'm sorry we're not at level 3 South Africa. I was holding thumbs and my breath and my toes and watching the TV along with, I think, most of the rest of South Africa a couple of nights ago as our president addressed the nation. Unfortunately, we're still stuck in level 4, no level 3. I'm missing my sushi restaurant. I'm missing wine. But never fear, I'm going to do my very best to cheer yourself and myself up with today's podcast. I'm going to be sharing about the brand new look and feel for the Miss South Africa pageant, which is going to be taking place in August. But obviously, everything's being done online. And if you're wanting to enter, or you know a young lady that's wanting to enter, stick around because I've got all the details on how to enter as well. We're going to be chatting about some music. We're going to be chatting about some food and some wine. And I also have an incredible one-on-one interview with a very talented young lady by the name Jeanique. She's 14 years old. She's released her third single to much acclaim and is currently smashing charts around the country with her latest single, Rubik's Cube. So I chat to her a little bit later in the show. But let us kick off with All Your Best in Lifestyle and Entertainment News with me, Heather Hook. So the Miss South Africa pageant, and actually, by the way, South Africa is the first country in the world to announce how they will be holding their annual pageant to find their new title holder. And the industry is obviously facing a global pandemic. Miss South Africa 2020 will be crowned in the first weekend in August as the country starts its Women's Month celebrations with an entertainment-packed pageant, which will be broadcast live on both Mnet and Mzansi Magic. Entries for this year's competition are open online on the Miss South Africa website, and they close on the 31st of May 2020. To enter, you need to head on over to misssa.co.za, then click on the tab Miss South Africa 2020, and then enter now. So basically, last year, the Miss South Africa organization put the entry process online to make it as easy as possible for would-be contestants, as there were no forms to download and print out and no regional auditions to which hopefuls had to travel. They did this in order to reach as many young women as possible and give candidates from any region of the country the opportunity to take part, which I think is really cool. It was hugely successful and they received a record number of entries last year, and they expect to do better again this year in 2020. Other countries have followed South Africa's lead this year in regard to the entry process, but none have gone so far as to announce how their pageant will be run. So the competition is going to run as such. Everything's going to be done online. They're going to then do some judging. They will reveal the finalists for the finale in August. And as always, the final show will feature a number of top South African entertainment acts and designers and will be broadcast live on Mnet and Mzansi. The only difference is that there won't be a live audience, but rather millions watching from the comfort of their own homes. They've just released a brand new look and feel logo. They've released some awesome photos of Zozi, our current Miss Universe, wearing a very funky face mask, I must say. And it's so funny because they shared with us that they shot this campaign in the beginning of February before the corona pandemic had been announced. So the fact that she's wearing a face mask is quite epic as well. And they're looking forward to finding dynamic new contestants who will be trained not only as pageant contestants, but also upskilled and shaped into champions for women's rights, thought leaders, brand ambassadors, and savvy career women with the tools to fulfill their chosen destiny. Everything is available on misssa.co.za. Go check it out. I think it's really cool. They've got a brand new logo. This is their 60th year. I think it's, or their 62nd year, sorry. And I love the way that they're revamping and keeping up with the times and leading in the rest of the globe. I think that's pretty cool. Everything, of course, is available on my website. Everything that I chat about on the podcast is on heatherhook.com. You can go, if you've missed a link or a date or a time or anything, you can go and check it out on my website. What music are you listening to right now? Whatever it is, the chances are you're not the only one. Listening connects us, sometimes even when we don't know it. Every second on Spotify, more than 30,000 people around the world are pressing play on the same song. 30,000 people, that's incredible. And as part of its new campaign, which is called Listening Together, that celebrates the power of audio to bring us closer together, Spotify is visualizing some of these connections in real time in a way that's never been done before. So when two strangers connect through Imagine or Bored in the House, don't we all know that song, you'll be able to see where these connections are happening and what track brought them together. So they've developed a brand new microsite, which you can visit. It's spotify.com/together to see for yourself, and you can explore the connections happening and learn more. The concept started as an experiment in 2014 when a media artist by the name of Kyle MacDonald had the idea of finding the serendipity of two listeners pressing play on the exact same song within milliseconds of each other. Fast forward 7 years later, and Spotify has hundreds of millions of listeners around the world. And whether it's pop, hip-hop, opera, or a true crime podcast, their new Listening Together campaign is inspired by a simple question to help create the human connection. What are you listening to right now? I think this is really, really cool. So you can find out more, obviously, on the Spotify website, spotify.com. They've also got a blog called For the Record, which details this. Everything is available on my website. And make sure you've got Spotify on your phone, which you can download via the Android app or the iOS Apple Store, App Store. And then, of course, spotify.com. Go check that out. I think it's a really cool concept. And we're all listening to a lot more music now that we're at home during lockdown. So see who's also listening to what you like to listen to. Now, sticking with the theme of music, as I mentioned earlier, I got to chat with newcomer Joannique, who last year had an incredible year. Not only was she one of the exciting acts featured in the critically acclaimed Born to Perform stage production, but she also released her debut single, Pyramid, which became a hit on radio stations around the country. And then she followed that up with another single called Forevermore. And now the 14-year-old songstress is continuing to shake up the music industry. She's teamed up with local pop crooner Daniel Barron, who I absolutely adore, as you know, on a new track called Rubik's Cube. And I got to chat to Joannique and find out more.
The song really just came to me. I was trying to write an upbeat song that you could dance to and that wasn't really stereotypically like a 21st century song. Okay. And I was trying to write maybe a song for like, you know, like a really vibey song for maybe like end credits. And that's how it kind of came to be. I really like video games. So I tried to make a video game type of dance song. And then I brought the track that I made to Daniel Barron. And then we just started working on it together, started writing the lyrics. It just ended up being an amazing product, which I'm really, really happy with. So, yeah.
Okay, so the song is about, it's about young love. Take us through all of that. Is this something you've personally experienced or?
No, I have not experienced love. but the song can pretty much be about anything if you really put your mind to it. It's like taking a piece of clay and doing literally anything you want with it. Because anybody can relate to the song in any type of way. For me, the song is about not really worrying about what other people's opinions are and just carrying on with what you think is right and being headstrong and being confident. So that's what the song is about to me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, now this is the second time you've worked with incredible Daniel Barron, who I've had the joy to interview a couple of times. The first time he produced for you, this time he's actually on the single with you. What is it like working with Daniel?
Oh, it's amazing. The first time we met, we clicked instantly and we just became really, really good friends. And it's like working with a friend. It's really great because we relate to each other and we make jokes and the whole process is just so fun and we actually get a lot done in sessions. I actually started working on this song with Daniel at the start of quarantine and it's already finished. So it's really just been an experience working with him. The first time he produced a song for me and then he wrote a song for me and now actually collabing with him was honestly the most amazing experience because he's just such a spirit and I just love working and being around him because he really brings the atmosphere up. He really does make a difference and that's what I love about working with him.
And what's next for you? I mean, obviously we're in lockdown, but once we come out of lockdown, what have you got planned for the rest of the year and into next year?
Definitely more music, and for next year hopefully a music video for Pyramid.
Okay.
I mean, for Rubik's Cube and for Forevermore.
Okay. And if people want to get hold of you on social media, like they want to follow you on Instagram, what are your handles?
My handles are pretty much the same on every single site that I'm on. It's just my name and my surname, so it's quite easy to find. Your pick, hoping it'll stick. Born with brains, maybe something anime. You don't need a Superman to be Lois Lane. Look left and right, you took me by surprise. Next minute, hook by the look in your eyes. Go off and play on your Game Boy.
You don't need a Superman to be a Lois Lane, she finishes off, which I quite like that. That's young singer Jeanique, who has teamed up with Daniel Barron, of course available on Spotify and all your favorite digital download platforms. Remember that every time you stream or download or purchase a song, that artist makes a little bit of money. And the more we do that and the more we support local, the more we can help our artists who are also battling right now during the time of COVID-19. Now, we don't have wine, but we do have food. Chef Luke Dale Roberts has launched delivery of his gourmet lockdown food hampers in Cape Town, and Joburg, our hampers are going to be coming starting on Monday, the 18th of May. So it features three choices, with each hamper designed as a weekly basket of goods to get you sort of through the whole week and providing the focal point for multiple meals. The gourmet lockdown hampers are priced at 1,800, 3,000 and 5,000 rand respectively and exclude a delivery charge per order. The hampers are available daily, delivery on Mondays through Sundays in Cape Town, including the Winelands areas of Paarl, Stellenbosch, Franschhoek and Somerset West, as well as once a week in Joburg. And Luke, of course, featuring some of his favorite classics. There's a duck and pork belly country pate. There's a navarin of lamb shank along with cheeses and sweet options. There's rose-scented meringues, Luke's trifle and chocolate fondants. Oh, the perfect treats at any time of the day. So, as you know, the hospitality industry has obviously been wrecked by COVID-19 and its subsequent economic fallout. And Luke says the team at Luke Dale Roberts are doing everything in their power to keep people employed, starting with their employees and continuing along their supply chains. As such, this venture is a not-for-profit endeavor with the sole purpose of keeping our employees' livelihoods intact and buying time until we can find out what the new normal of the South African restaurant industry will become, says Luke. So I think that's pretty cool. And they're preparing an evening meal every day for 40 people at the Haven Night Shelter in Cape Town. So big up to Luke, big ups, should I say, to Luke and his team from Luke Dale Roberts. And the lockdown hampers look absolutely awesome. So go check them out. You can find out more, lukedaleroberts.com. You can also view the restaurant's hygiene protocol online. And each gourmet hamper is itemized with the descriptions and weight of all its contents online as well. So go check that out. It looks incredible. And I'm getting sick of cooking. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm getting sick of coming up with funky ideas. Luckily, it's only myself. I live alone. I don't have to worry about anybody else. But I can imagine if I had a husband or children that wanted, you know, different food and just trying to keep innovating and stuff. Or maybe you've got a special occasion like a birthday or an anniversary or something you want to celebrate. Go on, treat yourself, get some yummy nosh. Now I'm going to be sharing about two new wines. I'm so excited, although I don't have them and I haven't tasted them yet, but I can't wait to taste them. And of course, they're both available for order for delivery post-lockdown. So Survivor Wines have ventured out with a brand new Chardonnay. Survivor are known for their very intrepid range of authentic terroir-specific wines, and they've kind of like heading out to cooler pastures with the release of a new Chardonnay from Elgin Vineyards. Raised in the Swartland as a tribute to the spirited and indigenous Nguni cow that stands proud on every bottle, Survivor wines are acclaimed both locally and internationally for their profound sense of place. The decision to find additional vineyard sites was taken to ensure that their premium wines are made from vineyards best suited to each particular grape variety. The weather's cooling down a bit, you know, you want to maybe get off your Sauvignon Blanc light quaffing wines and move on to something a little bit more substantial. The Chardonnay will definitely do that. And yeah, I mean, I love Survivor wines. I talk about them a lot on my social media accounts. And the new barrel fermented Survivor Chardonnay 2019 expresses quite a lot of citrus and peach with some floral undertones. It's fruity with a very full-mouthed richness. And has spent some time on the lees or on the yeast cells during 10 months in the barrel while retaining its freshness. So this looks awesome. It's 200 Rand a bottle. It's available for delivery post-lockdown, and you can head on over to survivorwines.com and then click on their wine shop tab and shop to your heart's delight. What I'm finding with a lot of the wine farms these days is they're actually waiving their delivery fee to encourage people to order during this period, which means that you'll save on the delivery, which coming from Cape Town and wine is quite heavy. That's a huge saving. So do, you know, all the wine farms that I've spoken about, go check them out and do make sure to support. They also need help, especially in these difficult times. Now, the second one that I'm excited to try, yay, Takara's new Chardonnay. Vintage, which has just been released by this family-owned Stellenbosch wine estate, has all the appeal of a vibrant wine with its fresh citrus character, yet comforts with a layered, creamy texture. I have heard about it, and I am excited to give it a try. It is fermented and aged in predominantly older oak barrels. Takara Chardonnay 2018 is refreshing and pleasantly dry with mouth-filling creaminess. The wine is crafted from Takara's cool climate Elgin vineyards as well, and vines growing in ancient decomposed granite soils on the foothills of the Simonsberg in Stellenbosch. It's a perfect taste partner with fish and chicken and is a winner as an aperitif. Available at 110 Rand per price at the cellar door. Again, purchase online for delivery after the lockdown restrictions have been lifted on takara.com. I'm going to be quaffing suitable quantities of both of those once lockdown is over, I can tell you that much. Guys, remember everything I've spoken about on the show today is available on my website, heatherhook.com. If you want to find out some other stuff that I've done, just keep scrolling through the website. Have fun. Please engage with me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook, Heather L. Hook as well. And I'm on Instagram, The Heather Hook. And yeah, comments, engage, say something, chat to me. I think we're all a little bit bored in the house right now. And yeah, I'll be back, of course, with you again next week. I hope that you have a lovely weekend and week ahead. Take care, be safe, and I'll chat to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.